Today's daf is Tainis Daf Yud Zayin, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Today's daf's being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Ahara Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza Ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freida, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roiza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rivka Bas Esther, Sara Shainzel Bas Yittel, Elio Ben Silla, Sara Leah Bas Esther Rivka, Henna Pero Bas Yechevet, Rafal Kos Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. So we're continuing to discuss the procession, the rituals, the tefillos, the za'akos that took place during the last seven tanesim that the tzibur fasted in the event that it hadn't rained. And the Mishnah mentioned that one of the things that happened during that very pivotal time was six brachos were added to the Shmoyna Esrei. So when the shliach tzibur said Chazaras Hashatz, he would add six tefillos, and then the Mishnah went on to list what those six tefillos were. In the Mishnah, there was a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim said that two of those additional six brachos were Zichroinois and Shofreis. Zichroinois and Shofreis of Rosh Hashanah fame. Meaning, just like on Rosh Hashanah, we add brachos of Zichroinois and Shofreis, so too on these Tanesim, there were brachos of zechroinus and shayfres that were added. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said no. There was no zechroinus and shayfres. Says the Gemara, Omer Rab Adad ben Yafo. Rab Adad ben Yafo said, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat on Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold that there was no zechroinus and shayfres on the Tanesim? Lafi, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, she'ein oimrim zechroinus v'shayfres. We don't say zechroinus v'shayfres, ela b'Rosh Hashanah. Only on Rosh Hashanah, that we know. Ubi Yovlois, and on Yovel, that we also know, because we just recently learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, we learned the Mishnah that says, Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah, Litkia Ulebrachos. That just like they blew Shofar on Yovel, in fact, a lot of the dinim of Tkia Shofar that we have on Rosh Hashanah, we learn from Yovel. But the Mishnah also says Brachos. Just like there were Malchias, Zechroinus, and Shofars on Rosh Hashanah, there were Malchias, Zechroinus, and Shofars on Yovel. Additionally, Ubeshas Mechama. And during a war. Now Rashi says, Veloya dinon mina esparish to Omer brachos upsuke malchias achronis v'shoifes v'shas mochamer. Rashi says, I'm not really sure what the makarta that is. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah says that during those seven tanesim, we would add brachos of zechroinus and shayfris. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said no. My time in the Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says zechroinus and shayfris we say on Rosh Hashanah, we say it on Yovel, and we say it b'shas mochama. But if there's no rain, as terrible and as dire as this situation might be, and as much as we're going to do things that ordinarily we wouldn't do, but not zechroinus and shayfris, because those are things that are kept exclusively for different times. Mishnah then went on to say what the brachos were and how exactly those brachos were ended. Mishnah said, "Al rishayna hu oimer misha ana es Avraham v'chulu." Says the Gemara Tana, we learned in a brayso, "Yesh machlifin tzaka le'Eliyahu utfila l'Shmuel." So the way we have it in our Mishnah is Misha ana es Eliyahu b'hara Karmel, and then the Mishnah says, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah. Misha Ono L'Shmuel B'Mitzvah. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tzedakah. But there was a Braisna that flipped it around and says Shemeya Tzedakah by Eliyahu and Shemeya Tefillah by Shmuel. So it sounds like a nuance. Akah, Tefillah, these are all synonyms of each other. But you see, the Mishnah had one Girsa and the Braisna had another Girsa. So the Gemara discusses. Bishlam Megabi Shmuel. Bishlam Megabi Shmuel. I understand the Mishnah and I understand the Braisna. Why? Ksiv Beit Tefillah V'Ksiv Beit Tzedakah. You find the word Tefillah in the context of Shmuel and you find the word Tzedakah in the context of Shmuel. Rashi quotes the exact Sukkim, but in Shmuel's tefillah, you find both the lashon of tefillah and the lashon of tzaka. Thus, it would be appropriate to conclude the bracha by saying Shemeya tefillah. It would be appropriate to conclude it by saying Shemeya tzaka. Elagab Elio, but by Elio, tefillah ksiv, tzaka leksiv. It says the word tefillah, but it doesn't say anywhere the word tzaka. So why then would the brisa say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya tzaka al Misha Anu Elio Bahara Karmel? Misha Anu Elio Bahara Karmel Shemeya tzaka. Where do you find the word tzaka by Elio? So the Gemara says that even though it doesn't say the word Tzaka by Eliyahu, however, Aneni, Hashem Aneni, Lashon Tzaakehi. Eli Yo'u Anavi, when he was Bahara Carmel and he had his face off with the Nevi'e Abal, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he utters a very famous tefillah. He said, Aneini Hashem Aneini, V'yedu Ha'om Hazeh, Ki Ato Hashem Ho'alikim, V'ato HaSiboises Liban Achiranes. He says, Aneini Hashem Aneini, please answer me. And by you answering me like this, V'yedu Ha'om Hazeh, everyone's going to know that you're in charge and that you're the one that's controlling everything. But Eliyahu Hanavi used the word Aneini, and he said it twice. And by saying Aneini twice, that's a Lashon Tzaaka. So says the Gemara, the reason it's appropriate to say Shemeya Tzaaka by Eliyahu, even though you don't find the word Tzaaka or even a synonym of screaming and yelling in the context of Eliyahu, but at the same time, Aneini, Hashem Aneini, that in and of itself is a Lashon Tzaaka. So I was thinking, and maybe this is Pashat, the special tefillah that we incorporate into our Shemayna Esrei on a Taina Sibur is Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. We say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu B'yoyim Tzoyim Tanisenu Ki B'tzara G'doy La'anachnu Al Tefen Arushenu V'atasta B'necham Imenu, etc., etc. We only say it by Mincha, but this is the quote-unquote Yalav V'yavoy of the Yoyim Tainis. This is the Alanisim of the Yoyim Tainis. What's the Me'ina Me'ura that we incorporate in our Shemayna Esrei on a Yoyim Tainis? It's called Aneinu. But really, it's Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. The Gemara says that Aneini Hashem Aneini is a Lashon Tzaaka. We mentioned yesterday in detail the Lashon HaRambam right at the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, and that is Mitzvah Saseh Da'iraiso Lizoiku Lahoriya B'chatzoitzroes Al Kol Tzratovei Al Atzibur. That if there's ever a Yom Tzara, there's a Mitzvah Saseh Da'iraiso to blow Chatzoitzroes, but not just that, to daven. But the Rambam's Lashon is not to daven. The Rambam says Lizoiku Lahoriya B'chatzoitzroes. The Mitzvah Saseh Da'iraiso is Lizoik. It's Meiridik. What's the special tefillah that we say in a Yom Tzara? It's Tefillas Aneinu. But we don't just say Aneinu. We say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. We say a double Lashon. What's the pshat? Maybe this Gemara. Aneini Hashem Aneini is a Lashon Tzaaka. So it's a Yom Tainis. It's a Yom Tzara. We don't just want to daven. We want to yell. We want to scream. Lizay Kulahariya. Mitzvahs Esay Da'iraisa, the Rambam holds. So what do? We say Aneini Hashem Aneini, which is a double Lashon, which is a Lashon of Tzaaka. Ashish is the Mishnah said that on the sixth bracha we say Misha Anuas Yoyna Bimei Hadaga Vechula Alashviya Suwaim Misha Anuas David Vishloimai Binoi Birushalayim Vechula. So the Gemara asks a question. Mechti Yoyna Basa David Vishloimai Haba. Yoyna lived after David and Shloimai. Right, first David and Shlomo lived, and then later Yoyna lived. So my time of Makdan Leberesha. So why do we mention Yoyna before we mention David and Shlomo? So the Gemara says, Mishun Dabayin Lemichta Merachim Al Aretz. The reason is because the conclusion of Misha Anu LeDavid U'Shlomo is Baruch Ato Hashem Merachim Al Aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos on Eretz Yisrael, and that's Matim to David and Shlomo's Tfilois. And as a result, that's the most befitting way to end this whole series of brachos. So therefore, we put David and Shlomo last. So it's not because of the fact that Yoyna was more chashiv than David and Shlomo. Certainly, chronologically, Yoyna lived after David and Shlomo. But the conclusion of the Misha Anu LeDavid U'Shlomo is so epic that that's the way we want to end, and therefore we put David and Shlomo last so that we can conclude Baruch Merachem Al Aretz. Tana, we learned in a braisa, Mishum Sumchus Amru, in the name of Sumchus, it was said that the right way to end is actually not Baruch Merachem Al Aretz. After the Gemara just made such a big deal about ending Baruch Merachem Al Aretz, that's why we put David and Shlomo last. But in a braisa, it's Mavur, not that way. But rather, the right way to end it is Baruch Mashpil Haramim. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Mashpil Ramim. He takes Gaiva and he brings it down to earth. And the reason this is befitting at this time is because right now the world has been humiliated, meaning it's a very humbling experience for there to be no rain and no food, and everyone has to be davening. And we saw yesterday they're in the Rechai Vo'ir and they're wearing sackcloth because they're chashav like behemoths, and they're in their Beis HaKfaris because they're chashav like mesim, and they have efer on their head because they're chashav like offer and efer. So the whole experience is a humiliating experience, and therefore the brach is Baruch Mashpil Haram. Shalosh Tainis HaRishayinis Anshei Mishmar Mis'anem V'loi Mashlim. So then the Mishnah went on to discuss the Anshei Mishmar. So the Anshei Mishmar, these were the Yidden who were in the Kehanim that were on duty in the Beis HaMikdash during that week. And the Mishnah says because they're on duty, they need Kayach to be able to do the Avodah. And as a result, the laws of the Tainis apply to them a little bit differently than the way they apply to everybody else. How so? So the Mishnah mentioned the Machlokes Tanam of exactly how it played out. Now once the Mishnah mentioned the Anshei Mishmar, so the Mishnah digressed a little bit and mentioned another halacha related to the Anshei Mishmar. Specifically, the Mishnah said, Anshei Mishmar mutarin lishteis yayin baleilis. The Anshei Mishmar are allowed to drink wine at night. not during the day. They're not allowed to drink wine, not during the day. They're also not allowed to drink wine at night. So just the chazer again. Who are the Anshei Mishbar? Who are the Anshei Beis Av? So the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was done by Kohanim, stating that it wasn't a free-for-all. It wasn't, oh, I'm a Kohen, I could show up in the morning and I'm going to get to do the Avoda. Rather, all Kohanim were divided into different mishmaras, meaning different Kohanim had the privilege and the opportunity to do the Avoda during different times of the year. The mishmaras were based on families, and each family or families would have a shift that lasted a week. So if you're a member of a certain family and that family is on shift during this week, that means you now have a schus to be able to do the avodah that week. Now, the mishmaris themselves were then subdivided into batei av, so that each mishmar, let's say you have a mishmar that has 100 members, 100 kayanim, so every single day 100 kayanim are going to show up to do the avodah? The answer is no. They would be divided per the days of the week, so that each week, each day, if you're a member of this mishmar, and it's your Beis Av, it's also your day of the week, now you can show up and do the avodah. Now, even then, there would have been a lot of kayanim, and therefore there were geirolos and the piyosos, like we discussed in Masechtas Yuma. But the point is that the avodah was divided amongst the mishmaros, and then subdivided amongst the Beis Av. So if you're a kayan, but it's not your mishmar, in theory, you have no shaykhis to doing the avodah right now. If it's your mishmar, so this week is your week. But today, lav dafka. If you're a member of the Beis Av who's supposed to do the avodah today, so now we're talking. Now this is something that you're going to have to do. So the Mishnah says, a kayan, is he allowed to drink wine? So the answer is like this. If you're stam a kayan and it's not my mishmar, it's not my Beis Av, then why not? If I'm a member of the Mishmar of Kehanim, then I'm allowed to drink wine, the Mishnah said, at night, but not during the day. If I'm a member of the Beis Av who's doing the Avodah today, then I'm not allowed to drink wine not at during the day. I'm also not allowed to drink wine at night. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this, but let's just speak it out. It's very, very simple. If you're a member of the Beis Av, that means that today's your day to do the Avodah. Someone that drinks wine is not allowed to do the Avodah. In fact, that's going to be one of the primary topics of today's daf. Someone that drinks wine is not allowed to do the avodah. If he does the avodah after he drink wine, he's chayv misa. If he does the avodah after he drink wine, he's mechalel the avodah. The avodah is not a kosher avodah. It's literally like as if a czar would do the avodah. If someone that's not a kohen does the avodah, if he does the zrika, so everyone knows, kachem 101, it's tishkain zrika. So if someone is a little fashikert and he does the avodah, of course it's not going to be good either. So if you're an anshe mishmer, anshe beisav, so we want to be careful. We want to make sure that you're not going to be in a state of shtuyak. If it's your day to do the avodah, so then it's mamish your day, you can't do during the day, you can't do it at night either. If it's not your day, it's only your week, okay, then with machmer, you can't do it during the day, but at night, it's going to be okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara brings a braisa that explains all this. Mipnei ma amru anshei mishmar mutarim lishtes yayim b'leilois avaloi b'yamu. Why is it that anshei mishmar, they're allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the day? Meaning, what's the question? The question really is, they should be able to drink wine during the day as well. It's not my day to do the avodah. It's my week. I hear it, but it's not my day. So the Gemara says, "Shema tichba do avodah al anshei beis av." We're afraid that maybe the avodah is going to become a little bit overwhelming for the anshei beis av. Yavoy v'sayu lahem, and they're going to need help. And what? Who's the help going to be? Who are going to be the backups, the reinforcements? It's going to be other members of the mishmar. So being that there's a chance that you're going to end up having to do the avodah, so therefore don't drink wine. So why is it only during the day, not at night? Because the ikar avodah was done during the day. So during the day, that's the ikar avodah, and you're a backup, quote unquote. So as a result, you want to be ready just in case they call for you at night. Being that really it's not your time to do the avodah and it's nighttime anyways, how much avodah is really being done? So therefore, it's not going to be an issue. Why did Chazal say our Mishnah that the Anshei Beis Av weren't allowed to do the avodah not during the day, not at night? Because it's their day, and if it's your day, it may go into the night as well, and therefore you're not allowed to drink wine not during the day, not during the night. Says the Gemara something very interesting. This is all part of the Braisa. Mikan Amru. From here, Chazal said, Kol koyin shemaker mishmartoy u'mishmeres Beis Av. Any koyin that knows his mishmeres, meaning he knows what his mishmar is, he knows what family he belongs to, and he knows what week his family served in the Beis HaMikdash. Not just that, he even knows his Beis Av. He knows that he would do the Avodah on Tuesday. V'yodeya Shabbati Avoysov Kivuin Sham. Now Rashi has two pshatim on what this means. One pshat Rashi says is, he heard from Rebbe, Shuv Amrali Rebbe, that what it means is that he knows that his family is kosher to do the Avodah. There's no psul in his mishpacha, so he knows he's able to do the Avodah. So someone that knows his mishmar, he knows his Beis Av, and he knows he's from a family that can can do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Also, lishtes yain kaloy seayon. He's not allowed to drink wine that day. Rashi says, even bizman hazeh. Even nowadays that there's no Beis HaMikdash, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and as a result, if you know your day that you're supposed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's after the Churban, you're not allowed to drink wine today. What if a person's Makim Mishmarta, he knows his week, but the Makim Mishmarta is based up. He doesn't know what day of the week. And he knows again that his family is able to do the Avodah. Then it's more chomer, right? Because you know your week, you don't know your day. So now every single day is a suffix. Maybe it's your day. So also lishdis yain kolos Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to drink wine the whole week. In a makam mishmart mishmeres beisav shalei. What if the person doesn't know his week and he doesn't know his day? But he knows that his family is able to do the Avodah, that's even more chomer. Because now you know that you're able to do the Avodah, you don't know what day it is, every single day might be that day. Now you would think maybe called the parish, meruba parish, get involved in sugis of Rav, but that's not the way it works. Also lishto is yayin kol hashana kula. You're not allowed to drink wine every single day of the week. Meaning these halachas that the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beisav were not allowed to drink wine. These halachas were negeya even after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, Omer ani, I hold. Asr lishtes yayin lo'ayim. Based on this, meaning based on this methodology, I don't think any kohen should ever be able to drink wine. Meaning, if you're going to go down this road and you're going to tell me, if you know your Mishmar, but you don't, and you know your Beisav, then you can't drink on that day. If you know your Mishmar, you don't know the Beisav, you can't drink the whole week. If you don't know your Mishmar, you don't know the Beisav, then you can't. If you're worried, in a good way, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, you should never be able to drink wine. Why? Zok Rashi. Because do you know what the Mishmaris are going to be when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? How do you know what the Mishmaris are going to be? Just like you, just because you come from the family of Yedaya, that once upon a time they served in Parshas Balak, that doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to be when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. There'll be Tchias HaMesim, there'll be more families, there'll be more Mishmaris like we talk about a lot, right? Even though in the times of Chazal there were 24 Mishmaris, but there's no magic to that number. Punk, there were 24 Mishmaris. There were times that there were less, and there'll be times that there will be more. So you don't really know what the Seder of the Mishmaris are going to be, and it's because of that. If you're concerned, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash said, Rebbe, also lishtis yayin lo'ayim. Now, if Rebbe would have stopped here, then this would have been with an exclamation mark. Also lishtis yayin lo'ayim. If you're a Kayan, so you get the first Aliyah, Yeduchin, but at the same time, you're not allowed to drink wine. But Rebbe said, it's not the way it is. Avo ma'ese, shetakonosoi kalkolosoi. You want to know what the takon is? You want to know why Kayanim are allowed to drink wine? It's because of the kilkola. The takona is the kilkola. The fact that so much time has already passed, and this is Rebbe who lived not that long after the Churban, but so much time has passed, and the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt. So really to say that a Kayan shouldn't be able to drink wine because Meheri Yamana Beis HaMikdash is a little cruel and unusual to the Kayanim, and it's for that reason we allow them to drink wine. And Amar Abaya famously commented on what Rebbe just said. Keman shasua idna kahani chamra. He said, this the kahanim drink wine today. Who is this going like? Kerebi, it's going according to Rebbe. Now, Abaya saw kahanim drinking wine. Now, obviously, kahanim drink wine, but I don't think Abaya had to look much further than Rava. Because Rava maybe was a Kayan, it's controversial, and Rava throughout Shas is talking about Yayin. We know Rava drank wine in Shas. So Rava's Dachta Amoyer that's always talking about Yayin. Rava, there's a whole shmooze if he was a Kayan or not, right? The Gemara in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Abaya and Rava both came from Beis Eli. Rava, Rabba, a lot of Torah on that. But either way, Abaya said, Keman Shasua Idna Kehani Chamra Kerebi, it's according to Rebbe. By the way, Abaya also came from Beis Eli. It sounds like maybe Abai was also a Kohen. But again, that's a whole different conversation. Anshi Mishpah, Anshi Maimid, then the Mishnah went on. And again, we're digressing. Why are we digressing? Because the Mishnah is talking about the tiniest. And the Mishnah said that the tiniest affected the Anshi Mishmah and the Anshi Maimid a little bit differently than it affected everybody else. So once we talked about the Anshi Mishmah and the Anshi Maimid as it relates to the tiniest, we speak about the Anshi Mishmah and the Anshi Maimid as it relates to drinking wine. And then from there, we talk about the Anshi Mishmah and the Anshi Maimid, says the Mishnah, Asurim Melesaper Melechabes. They're not allowed to take a haircut. Additionally, they're not allowed to wash their clothing. Ubechamishi on Thursday, mutar, and then it was mutar, mipnei kovid ha-shabbos. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Why would you think that the Anshei Mishma and Anshei Maimid are not allowed to, they're not allowed to cut their hair? They're not allowed to wash their clothing? If anything, adarab, they're on duty this week to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so you would think they should look their finest. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbah bar bar chanam Rabbi Yechon, and kadesh lo yichnesu l'mishmartin g'shem enuvalin. If you're going to say that they're allowed to cut their hair, and they're allowed to take care of themselves during the Mishmar, so they're not going to prepare before the Mishmar. And when they enter the Mishmar, they're not going to enter looking their best. Why? Because they'll say, okay, I could always do it during the week. So we dafka said you can't do it during the week. By saying you can't do it during the week, like this, they can have no choice to prepare for it. Where do you have a halacha that's based on the same exact svara, a very, very, very well-known halacha, and that is cholamai. You're not allowed to shave on cholamai. You're not allowed to take a haircut on cholamai. Right, all these different things you're not allowed to do on cholamai, which if you think about it, is counterintuitive. Dafka on cholamai. So what happens the second day yontif? Someone that ordinarily is clean-shaven, all of a sudden he has stubble, and suddenly he doesn't look his shenstein, his bensta. And if you think about it for a second, what's Pashim Shat? You would think it should be just the opposite. Dafka for Shmini Atzeres, for Atzeres Tialochem, for the Simchi Yaseir of the Vilna Gaon, all of a sudden you're walking in and you know you're not looking the way you would look if you had an important meaning. The Teretz is because of this halach, the whole Perek in Shas, it's called Perek Ve'elu Megalchen. And it's based on this concept that you want to enter Yontif, it's how do you enter Yontif? There's some emphasis on Kadesh Lo Yichnesu L'Mishmartam Kishahim and Uvalam. This was true with regards to the Anshei Mishman, the Anshei Maimon, and this is really a halacha that's very, very Nogeya, halacha L'maisa. It's the reason that you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoyet. Tanu Rabbanon, a braisa on the topic of Kayhanim shaving. Melech Mistaper B'chol Yoyim. A melech is supposed to take a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol, may Erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos, Kohen Gadol, every Erev Shabbos. Kohen Hed, Yit Achas L'Shol Yishim Yoyim. Once every 30 days. Melech, Mastapa B'chol Yoyim. A king every day, my time, Omer Rab Abba Bar Zavda, Omer Akro, melech, B'yofyoy techezena einecha. A melech is always supposed to look yoifi. He's always supposed to look the handsomest that he can look. So therefore, every single day, he should have a good, clean, fresh look. Kohen Gadol, my Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, my time. Why does Kohen Gadol do it every Erev Shabbos? I'm Rav Shumbar Yitzchok. Ha'ilu mishmaris mischatshois. Because every week, every Shabbos, there was a changing of the guard, the mishmaris would change. So you want, when the new mishmar walks in and they meet the Kohen Gadol for the first time, right? Shalom Aleichem, I'm the Kohen Gadol, nice to meet you. So the first encounter, that first impression of the Kohen Gadol should be very, very strong. It should be wow. So like this, every Erev Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol made himself look good for the first time that he's going to meet the new Mishmar. Kohen Hedyed, Achas L'Shoishim Yaminon. Hedyed, Kohen Hedyed, every 30 days. Asya Pera, Peraminos. That's already learned out from Exeter Shabbat. It says here, regarding the Kohanim, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet. V'roisham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. Fera means you're here. Lo yishalechu, you shouldn't let it grow too much. So it says, v'roisham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu, regarding the Kohanim. V'ksiv hasam, and it says regarding the Nazir, kadosh yiyeh, gadel pera, sa'ar roishoy. Now, malahalon shleishim yoyin, just like the Nazir, when we say, Kodesh Yia Gadol Pera Sa Roisha. He's supposed to grow his pera. How long is it? We know it's 30 days. Even though a Nazir can be 30 days, it can be 31 days, it can be 100 days, it can be forever. But Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yoyim. So my Lahalan Shloshim Yoyim, just like the Stam Nazir's pera is 30 days, Afkan Shloshim, so too over here, as it relates to the Kayin, it's going to be 30 days. For Nazir Gufim, how do you know that Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yoyim? Am Rav Masna. Rav Masna said, Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yoyim, Minolan, Amakro, Yiyah. It says, Kodesh Yiyah, and the word Yiyah is Begamatria Talsan Hava, is Begamatria 30. So the Gemara asks, how do you know Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yoyim? And the Gemara says, because the word Yiyah is Begamatria 30. Now, not for now, but this one-line answer is a very, very abridged version for what the Gemara talks about in much greater detail in the first parak of Masechtas Nazir. When you learn the beginning of Masechtas Nazir, there's a machloikis between Rav Masna and Bar Poda. How you know Stam Nazir is Lamed Yoyim? Rav Masna says, very simple, the gematria of Yi is 30. Bar Poda says that if you go through the parsha of Nazirus in the Torah, in Parshas Nasa, you'll see there's 30 references, 30 mentions of the word Nazir. And Rashi over there lists all 30 of them. So if you go through over there, the 30, that's the other Pshat. And the Gemara is a whole Cheshbon, one of the hardest Gemaras in Masechtas Nazir, is the Cheshbon, the Pshakla V'tayr, the back and forth between Bar Pod and Rav Masna. Our Gemara, in the spirit of Masechtas Tainus, took the very short, easy answer. And the Gemara says, you want to know how you know Stam Nazir, Islam, and Yoim? The Gemara just mentioned Rav Masna. We don't even acknowledge that there's a shitas bar pod in this sugya, and that is Stam Nazir Islam and Yoim, is because it says yeah. But what's the point? The point is that a melech is supposed to shave every day. Why? Melech biyofyoy techazen. Kohen Gadol, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, when he greets the newish mishmar, he shall look great. What about the Kohen Hedyet? Achas l'shoishim yoim, gzei rishava, v'roisham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu, kodesh yi gadol per by the Nazir. So we learn it from the Nazir. Stam Nazir Islam and Yoim. So when it says Kodesh Yia Gadol Pera, what's the Pera? How long has it been growing for 30 days? So to the Kohen Hedyet for 30 days. I'm going to leave Abai. So Rapapa asked Abai Akasha. He said, V'dilma hachi kamarachman. How do you know you're reading the Pasuk right way? Maybe what the Pasuk means is, Loi lirbu kla. Meaning it says in the Torah regarding the Kohen, V'roisham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. What we learned from Nazir is that Pera is 30 days. Once the hair grows for 30 days, it's called a Pera. So you're assuming that you're allowed to get to that point. Maybe what the pasuk means, don't grow it at all, so that it'll never get to the point where it's even going to be a para. Amalei, Abai told Rav Papa, "Iav iksiv lo yishalchu para." Had it said lo yishalchu para, could the kamer, then I would hear what you're saying. But hashad iksiv ufera lo yishalechu para lahava. It sounds like it could be a para. It's a shluchi huda lo yishalchu. You just can't go beyond that. So it's a land to get to para. You're not allowed to grow the para, but it is a para. And peres lamin yoyim, that's how you know 30 days, yeah. But yoysim yishloishim yoyim, that's already what's not going to be okay. Freit the Gemara, ihoch, if that's the case, afilo ha'idnonami. So if you're telling me that a koyen has to cut his hair every 30 days, then afilo ha'idnonami, a koyen today should also have to cut his hair every 30 days. That pasuk of eroishim le'yigalechu, ufera le'yishalechu, why isn't that something that's not nogeya today? So the Gemara says, dumi d'shtuye yayin, because we compare the iser for a koyin hedya to let his hair grow too long, to the iser for a koyin hedya to do the avoida shtuye yayin after he drank. How so? Mash shtuye yayin bezman bia huda asa shloi bezman bia shari. Just like drinking wine is only asa bezman bia. This that a koyin hedya, it's not allowed to drink wine. That's only true when there's a beis hamikdash. But shloi bezman bia shari. But if there's no beis hamikdash, it's going to be mut. Afachanami, so too, as it relates to this, the only time this is going to be aser is when there's a Beis HaMikdash, but Shaloi Bisman Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be Mutter. So what did Gemara just say? The Gemara just said that this, that it's awesome for a kohen to drink wine, that's only Bisman Shaloi Beis HaMikdash HaYikayin. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, really, it's going to be Mutter. Freak the Gemara, is that true? Vatanya, we learned it a braise. So Rebbe, Oymer Rebbe said, Oymer Ani, I hold Kayhanim Asurim Lishlis Yayin Loyal, that really a kohen should never be able to drink wine. Avamaya, so what should I do? Shetakonosoi Kilkaltoi. Because at the end of the day, the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built yet, so it's because of that, let them drink wine. V'omer Abaya, and Abaya added to that, K'man Shasua Idna Kani Chamer, this is the Kehan to drink wine today, who's this like? K'Rebbe, like Rebbe. Michlal, what do you see from Hid Rabban and Asri? It sounds like Rebbe was the one that said that it's mutter to drink wine nowadays. It sounds like really the Rabbanan hold that it's usher to drink wine. Right, what did Abaya say? Kaman shaso idna kahani chamer. According to who do the kahanim drink wine today? They drink it according to Rebbe. Vaistois, whoever argues with Rebbe, we'll call them the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan obviously hold that it's usher to drink wine today. So says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me there's a new drosha that mashtuye yayim bezman bia huda asa shloi bezman bia shari, so it should come out that it's mutter to drink wine nowadays. You see, it's only Rebbe that holds. Keman shasua idna kahani charma is only Karebi. But according to the Rabbanon, really it's a problem. In other words, the Gemara is just proving that that's pashit, that even though kahanim drink wine today, but we're relying on Shitas Rebbe. Really, according to Rabbanon, it's us if a kahanim to drink wine nowadays. So if really it's us if a kahanim to drink wine nowadays, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, why? Because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so at the very least, Hainas the Gemara, you shouldn't be able to cut your hair. So again, Hadra Kushyula Duchte. Why is it mutter for a kohen to cut his hair, or not cut his hair every 30 days? L'churit is an iser in the Torah, Pasuk in Yecheskel, ufera lo yishnalechu, pera pera from Nazir, it sounds like it's a real drasha, and we learn from there that you're not allowed to go more than 30 days without cutting your hair, so something that should be asib as man hazeh. And what are you going to tell me? Because of this cheshbin, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's only Rebbe Shita. The Chum hold not that way. So the Gemara's kasha sounds like it's a libid the Chacham and Pashat. So according to the Chacham, this should be Yasser as well. So the Gemara's going to give a few terutzim that's going to take us till the end of the daf. So the Gemara says, my timer, no. Pshat is a zay. Pshat is, my timer Rashi, top line, umishani. My timer is a teretz, right? It's a little tricky here. My timer, you want to know why it's Yasser to drink wine nowadays, according to the Chachamim that argue with Rebbe, it's because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Because Beis HaMikdash hopefully will be built very quickly. Ubi'ina koin aroi l'avoida. And we're going to need a koin to do the avoida v'leka. And we're not going to have one. Therefore, you can't let Kohanim drink wine, because if a kohen's going to drink wine, how do we know that you're not going to be the kohen that we're going to need to do the avoida? And if you're going to be the kohen that we're going to need to do the avoida, so you better be in a state where you're able to do the avoida. If you're upgeshekert and we have to wait for you now to sober up, so we're going to have a problem. But what about someone that has hair that's too long? Over here, you can end up quickly taking a haircut. That's not a big deal. Meaning, to sober up is a little more complicated than taking a haircut. The Gemara says, if that's the case, nami nami. No, it's not true. Even someone that drinks wine, there is a way to get out of it. You can take a little bit of a nap and then do the avodah. Because Rami Bar Abba, didn't Rami Bar Abba say this? Rami Bar Abba, Gemara in Irvin, Samech Talit, Derech Mil. If somebody walks a mill, Vishina kolsha, or he takes a little bit of a nap. Mafigin esayayin, that's enough to make wine go away. In halacha, even someone that drinks wine, but if he walks a mill, or he drinks a little, or he sleeps a little bit, shina kolshu, that's enough for it not to be a problem. So the Gemara is saying, you're telling me you can't drink wine because Meir Yubana Beis HaMikdash, there won't be a Netza. Long hair, you'll take a haircut. But this is no way. So there is an Eitzah. Rami Bar Abba said there's an Eitzah. So the Gemara says, like, you love me, Itmar Allah. Don't you know the end of that, Chazal? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Avua. He commented on what Rami Bar Abba said. He said, Loi Chanu Alek Shashas Hashir Revias. That's only if you only drink a Revias. You drink Punkta Revias, which is too much. So for that, this works. Al Shashas Yoysim Revias. If a person drinks more than Revias, Kolshkein, then if you're going to do a Derech Mil or a Shina Kolshu, it's going to be worse. Shederech Matridasai. Walking a mill is going to actually make you worse off. Vishina mashkartay, and taking a nap is going to make you more sick. Ravashi said a different teretz. Again, what's the question? The question is, why is it, if there's a halacha that a kohen had, it's not let it grow his hair for more than 30 days, so why bezman hazeh, is it okay? And the kash is according to the chacham. The chachamim say that a kohen is not let to do the avodah, not even allowed to enter the oil mayid if he drank wine. Stating that, the Chachamim say, it's for that reason that even Bizman Hazeh, it's aser, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but Meheri, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Rebbe had an Eitzah, and he was able to drea rice from it, and that's why Abaya commented throughout Shas, Keman Shasu Idno Kehani Chamra, it's going according to Rebbe. But the Chum had a problem with it, and fundamentally, it sounds like this is really an issue, right? Even Rebbe sounds like really it should be a problem. This is fundamentally a problem. So the question is, so if this is a problem as it relates to Shtiyei Yain, so why is it not a problem when it comes to cutting your hair? What's the Gemara's first teretz? The Gemara's first teretz is that if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, Mehera, so the Shtiyei Yayin are going to have a problem. What are they going to do? You're going to have to wait until they sober up, and that's very inappropriate. However, someone that needs a haircut, no, you could always quickly take a haircut. Rav Ashi said a different teretz, a different chilek between Shtiyei Yayin and between someone whose hair is too long. Shtiyei Yayin, demachli avoida, gazru buhu rabbanon. If someone is Shtiyei Yayin and he does the avoida, the avoida is posel. It's mechawel the avoida. Pruye roish tolei mach the avoida. But if someone does the avoida and his hair is too long, the avoida doesn't become possible. And it's for that reason, like Azur Rabbanon. And therefore, the Rabbanon weren't geyser. Shtuye yayin is more chomer than pruye roish. Shtuye yayin is mach the avoida. Pruye roish is loy mach the avoida. Therefore, we're geyser for shtuye yayin. We're not geyser for pruye roish. Veit gemar meisvei. Is that true? For elu shehim b'misa. The following are examples of someone. That's a kohen that does the avoida in this compromised state where he's going to be chayev misa. Number one, shtuye yayin. A kohen that does the avoida under the influence. Upriye roish. Or his hair is too long. So the Gemara says like this. Shtuye yayin behed yiksivu. Shtuye yayin, it's a passing in the Torah. It says in Parshas Shmini, this is after misa snodav and avio. We'll get back to that soon. Yayin v'sheichar al teisht. Ata uvanecha itach. You shall not drink wine. You and your sons, Aaron and his sons, bivayachem el oyel ma'id, when you enter the oyel ma'id, v'loisa musu, and by observing this halacha, you won't be chayv misa, chukas oylam l'dayre seichem. So it's clear in the Torah that if somebody would enter the oyel ma'id, he would do the avoid the shtuye yayin, he would be chayv misa. Says the Gemara, says, bishloima shtuye yayin, that's chayv misa behed yiksibu, it's a pasuk in the Torah, ela priye roish minolon. How do you know that someone that does the avoid the priye roish, he's going to be chayv misa as well? So the Gemara says, dechsib, because it says in the pasuk, v'roisham lo yigale. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel that teaches us this halacha that a kohen hedyed has to be sensitive to how long his hair is. The very next pasuk in Yecheskel says, "V'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen bevayim el achatzar apnimis." So, what do you see from here? The Torah juxtaposed the Navi Yecheskel did the loisa say of ufera lo yishalechu and v'yayin. Lo yishtu is ve'iskush pruye roish l'shtuye yayin. We're makish the two. Mas shtuye yayin b'misa, just like shtuye yayin is b'misa, af pruye roish b'misa, so too pruye roish is b'misa. Says Okti Gemara, if we have a braisa that says that if someone grows his hair too long and he does the avoid, he's a kohen, he's chayef misa. And how do I know it? I know it from gzeirah shava from shtuye yayin. So wouldn't it be reasonable to now take this gzeirah shava, cut and paste, apply it across the board and say, umina, let's take it a step further. Just like shtuye yayin is machli avoida, a priya yosh the machli avoida. So too, if someone does the avoida priya yosh, he should also be machli avoida. Again, we had a kasha. Why is it that a koyim bezman hazeh, according to Rabbanu, is not allowed to drink wine? Yet a koyim bezman hazeh does not have to cut his hair every 30 days. You tell me he's not allowed to drink wine. Why? Because meheri yibana beis hamikdash. So you should have to cut your hair as well because meheri yibana beis hamikdash. The first teretz of the Gemara was, no, very simple. if somebody drinks too much wine, how's he going to sober up so fast? Therefore, if Meheri Yabana Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be stuck. Cutting your hair, you'll be able to cut your hair. The second teretz of the Gemara says is that it's true, in theory, you should have the same chashash Meheri Yabana Beis HaMikdash, but at the end of the day, when Chazal makes Zeris, they always do a cost-benefit analysis, right? You have to assess the whole picture. If someone does the Avodah Shtuya Yayin, he's mechal the avoider. Oh, for that we're going to make a gzera. If someone does the avoider, prei roish, he's not mechal the avoider. And therefore, fate the gemara, he's not mechal the avoider. I don't know if that's true. I have a brisa that says he's chayiv misa, and you know why he's chayiv misa? Because we're makish to shtuya yain. So nu umina, if you have a gzera shav or a hekish to shtuya yain, so let's take the hekish a step further and say just like shtuya yain is mechal the avoider, so too this is mechal the avoider. So this gemara is simpler if we read the parentheses. The gemara answers loy ki iskish la misa hu de iskish avlachuli avoider loy iskish. You could always say that it's true. We have a hekish, and the hekish is from the pasuk, the psukim in Yecheskel, but the hekish is only with regards to the chiyuv misa, not with regards to being mechal the avoid. Only Ravina the Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, so we just said something interesting. We just said that if a kohen would do the avoidah priye roish, he would be chayiv misa. How do we know it? A pasuk in Yecheskel. So Ravina asked Rav Ashi an existential question. It's a question that appears in different places in Shas and really goes to the root of understanding a lot of Teresh Baal Peh. So Ravina asked Rav Ashi, I don't understand. Yecheskel lived the end of Churban Bayis Rishon. He lived during the Tkufa of Golas Bavel, right? All his Nevuas are about Churban Bayis Rishon and about Datzomas Yevashis and the Geula Asida that's going to happen. Binyan Bayis Shlishi, but that's when he lived, around the time of the Churban. So before Yecheskel came, how did a Koyan know that if he would do the Avoid, the Priye Roish, he would be Chayiv Misa? Can't be Yecheskel was Mechadish this. Amaleis, he told him, really, this bothers you? Ulitamech, let me ask you a different question. This is Rav Ashi responding to Ravina. He said, hold on, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Dovazem Yitayrus Moshe Loi Lamadnu Umidivri Kabbalah Lamadnu. The following is something that we don't know from Tayrus Moshe, but we know it Midivri Kabbalah. We know what that means. Kol Ben Necher Ar Oro Leva Oro Basar Loyavay Al Mikdashi. That anyone that's a Ben Necher, or he's an Oro Leva Oro Basar, simple. Someone that's an Oral, he didn't have Bris Mila for whatever reason. Taloch is not going to enter the base of Mikdash. You know, you know that? It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Had we known before Yecheskel, Ella, Rav Ashi told Ravina, you have to say Gemara Gamrala. Must be we had this b'Mesayra. This was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We had a Mesayra on this. So what did Yecheskel contribute? V'asa Yecheskel, v'as mechakra. Yecheskel came and he gave it a pasuk. Hachanami, as relates to this Halacha, Gemara Gamrala. V'asa Yecheskel, v'as mechakra. This was really a Gemara Gamrala. Yecheskel came and he related it to a pasuk. And the second parenthesis we're not going to read. But the point is, says the Gemara, what's the difference between Shtiye Yain and Priye Reish? We have two terutz. And one terutz, the Gemara says, is it's based on the fact that Shtiye Yain, you're stuck. Priye Reish, you can always take a quick haircut. So even if maybe you want to be, there's no reason to tell a kohen that yes, they can hear it every 30 days. The other teretz is, at the end of the day, Shtuya Yain is much more chomer than Priya Roish. Shtuya Yain is Mechal the Avoida. Priya Roish is not Mechal the Avoida. And even though Priya Roish is very chomer, even though Priya Roish is something that if a Kohen would do the Avoida with, he would be Chayiv Misa. And by the way, how do you know he's Chayiv Misa? We learn it from Shtuya Yain. So you would think, once you're learning that he's Chayiv Misa from Shtuya Yain, maybe we should learn that it's Mechal the Avoida from Shtuya Yain. But the Gemara says it's not the way it is. This is a case where you have a Hekish Lamechza. You have a Hekish only with regards to the Iker Isser of... You have it with regards to the Oynish of the Isser, which is that this is going to be Chayiv Misa, but not with regards to the fact that it's going to be Mechal the Avoida. So a good part of today's daf, dealt with the Isser of doing the Avoida in a state of Shtuya Yain. In the past, we spoke out of tremendous yesod, one of the biggest yesodis in the Chassam Sofer, based on this halacha, that a kohen is not allowed to do the avoid in a state of Shtuya Yayin, and we're going to post it, Be'ezus Hashem, as a related raid by. But as it relates to the raid for today's daf, so Dova Be'itay Matoiv, just to talk a little bit about Inyana Diyayma, this is raid that we've touched on a little bit in the past, but Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush. And in the spirit of Inyana Diyayma, just to bring it all together. That is, the Velt asks, why is it that there's no Mesechta in Shas called Meseches Chanukah? And if you think about it, Hagaba Atzmacha, we have Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, which deals with the laws of Rosh Hashanah, Mesechtes Yuma, which deals with the laws of Yom Kippur, you have Mesechtes Sukkah, Psachim deals with the longest of Pesach. You have Mesechtes Megillah, which deals with Dinei Purim. We even have Mesechtes Moikotin, which deals with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. So why is it that Chanukah, which has a lot of halachas, Shulchan Aruch, it's a whole Torah Shleima, that we don't have a Masechta called Masechtas Chanukah. So it's Yodua that the Tamei Minhagim in Hilchas Chanukah brings a Teretz Nifla in the name of the Chassam Sofer. Now it's so Nifla that you should have to read it inside. It's ois tough mem zayin. Tam she nes Chanukah loy nisker klal b'mishnah. The reason that the nes Chanukah is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah is Lefish Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mesader HaMishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the one that was Mesader the Mishnah, Hayim Yizere David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. He was a descendant of David HaMelech. V'nes Chanukah Nasa Al Yedei Beis HaChashmeinam. And the miracle of Chanukah happened through the Chashmeinam. Now what did the Chashmeinam do after the Chanukah story? The Chashmeinam, they were Kohanim. But after the Chanukah story, Tafsu HaMelucha, they took the Melucha. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechet Tzavei Dezara that the Chashmeinam ruled over Klal Yisrael for 103 years. V'loi hayu mizera David. But they themselves were not from this family of David HaMelech. V'zeh heira l'Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And this is something that bothered Rabbeinu HaKadosh. U'bekosvei HaMishnah. And when Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnah, al pi ruach HaKadosh, and he wrote it al pi ruach HaKadosh, nishmat hanes mechiburah. He omitted the story of Chanukah. So it says the Tamei HaMinhagim that you want to know why the story of Chanukah is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah. It's because who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was from the Zerah. He was from the family of David HaMelech. And really, the Chashmeinam, after the miracle of Chanukah, they wronged the family of David HaMelech. And the way they wronged them was, is they were in a position of power where they were able to reinstate the Malchus to Klal Yisrael. But instead of giving it to Malchus Beis David, which is really belonged, they ended up taking it for themselves. And by the way, the Ramban famously says in Parshas Vayechi that when they did that, they violated a pasuk in the Torah of Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda U'mechoykek Mi Bein Raglav. And the Ramban says, that's why the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Gimel, that if somebody says he comes from the family of the Chashmeinam, we know that he's an Eved or a Shifcha, because at some point the family of the Chashmeinam was wiped out. What did they do to deserve this Oynish? Says the Ramban, because they were over on the Loisase in the Torah of Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda. So says the Tamei HaMinhagim that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who himself was a member of the family of David HaMelech, he personally was ba'avled by virtue of the fact that his mishpacha somehow lost the melucha. Therefore, when he wrote the Mishnah, even though he wrote it al piruach hakodesh, nishmat hanes mechiburay. And then in parentheses it says b'shem agoyin hakodesh balchsam soifer zeichetzadik v'kodesh lebrach. This is not his own chiddush, the Baal Tamei HaMinhagim, but rather this is something that he said over in the name of the chassam soifer. Now the truth is, to say something like this, you would have to be the chassam soifer. But the Velt is mefak fake, and a lot of people have argued and they say that this is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, the chassam soifer, and they find it very, very hard to believe that the Chassam Sofer could have ever said something like this, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi really would have written a whole Masechtas Chanukah. The reason he didn't do it was because he had some personal issue with the Chashmeinam, and as a result, the whole Nes happened with the Chashmeinam. Rabbi Da'asim Beis David Mahapich Beschusi the David. Right, we know Rabbi came from David HaMelech, and it was because of that Negius that he had, and even though it was written the Meruach HaKodesh, therefore he omitted it. So again, this is obviously above my pray grade to know if the Chassam Sofer did say it. He didn't say it. Tamei HaMinhagim says he says it, but there were tzaddikim that had a big problem. They say Chas V'Shalom that the Chassam Sofer would have ever said something like this. But Afal Pisha Ein Raya LaDavar, Zeche LaDavar, maybe there is. To this idea from a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Ha'iriyos. So it's a very long Gemara, and we can't go through the whole Gemara right now. But the Gemara over there discusses the Nasi Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, whenever you talk about Rabbi Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, so the first question is, which Rab Shimon ben Gamliel? So this is Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, who is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's father. He's the Stam Rab Shimon ben Gamliel in Shas. So this is Rebbe's father, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara tells a story that at some point the Chachamim were a little unhappy with some of the rules that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel had put into place. Specifically, Rab Meir and Rab Nosson. So Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, the great Tana, they weren't happy with some takana that was imposed by Rab Shimon Gamliel. And they decided that they were going to do something to expose Rab Shimon Gamliel. That doesn't mean they were going to expose Rab Shimon Gamliel. They held that Rab Shimon Gamliel, even though he was the Nasi, but he was the Nasi because of his yichus, because of the fact that his father was Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna, and his father was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that was from the Asara Rugei Malchus, and his father was Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, going back to Hillel. So it was because of his yichus that he had the shteller. And of course, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Shas, so we know who Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was. But they felt that maybe there were others that were more worthy, and they decided that they're going to, in a public way, show everybody that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is maybe not really worthy of being Nasi. So what did they do? They decided that the next day, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes into Beis Medrash, they're going to ask him a shayla in a very obscure part of Shas, Mesechtes Uktzen. So when we learned Peraka Arva HaRoitev, Mesechtes Chulin, it's a very hard parak in Shas, which deals with all the halachas of Uktzen. So the first raid bite that we spoke out was this Gemara, just to get a feel for how hard the Gemaras were about to learn now. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel, when the Tanam wanted to come up with something obscure, what did they come up with? Mesechtes Uktzen. So they decide they're going to ask him a Mesechtes Uktzen. And the reason they decided they're going to ask him that is because they knew that Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't so fluent in Mesechtes Uktzen. And he was going to get up, he wasn't really going to know what to say, he was going to be embarrassed. And the Gemara says that there was one Yid that overheard this conversation, and the Gemara says his name was Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi v'zocher l'atoyv, and he said, Dilma chas v'sholem asya milsali de kisufa. Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to be embarrassed, he's going to be humiliated, and this is not going to be good. So the Gemara says, Ozel Yosef Achayri ilisei de Rav Shimon Gamliel. He went to the place where Rav Shimon Gamliel lived, and at night Rav Shimon Gamliel is trying to learn, and then he's trying to go to sleep, and Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi sits down, he opens up a Mesechtes Uktzen, and he starts yelling the Mishnayos as loud as he possibly can, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is trying to fall asleep, and Akenu Shlufen, because Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi is learning Mesechtes Uktzen, and he's just saying it so loud, he's disturbing him. So the Gemara says, Amar, he said, Maida Kamon. He says, this must be a simon. Something's going on over here. It's probably meant for me to pay attention. Rav Shimon Gamliel overhears the whole shir on Mesechtes Uktzen. The next day, he walks into Beis Medrash, and they say, you know, we were thinking, maybe the Nasi could give shir klali on Mesechtes Uktzen. He says, Mesechtes Uktzen, perfect. He gets up, and gezokt azash tikkul teira. It was half of a fella. But the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Gamliel was a chacham. He understood something happened over here. He did a little bit of an investigation, and he found out that it was Ramey and Rav Nosson that were behind it. And the Gemara says he told Ramey and Rav Nosson that because of what just happened, I'm sorry, I have to be moichel l'kavod ha-Torah for the kavod of the Nesiyos. And he said, you're no longer going to be allowed to be in Beis Medrash. So Ramey and Rav Nosson are respectfully requested that they no longer be in Beis Medrash. The Gemara says at some point, Rav Shimon Gamliel came around, and he said, maybe this is a little too harsh. He said, you could come back in Beis Medrash. But at the same time, miyu, nik nesinu, you're still going to be punished. That no one could say over any Torah in your name. And from that day on, Rameyu became known as Acherim. It's a Tosfos that says that the only time Rameyu is called Acherim is when he's saying over Torah in the name of his Rebbe Acher. But either way, this is the rest of the story. So had Rav Meir become Acherim, had Rav Nosson become Yeshayim, it's a Gemara, Hyrius with Gimel Amud Beis. It was because of this story. The Gemara says, I'm fast-forwarding a little bit. Once upon a time, after Rav Shimon Gamliel had already passed away, Rebbe, who's Rav Shimon Gamliel's son, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, was learning with his son Rav Shimon. And he said over a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tmura, and he said, quote, Acherim Oymen, others say, Ilu haya tmura lo haya kar. Said over Allah Mesechtes Tmura. And he said in the name of Achim, Amar loy, so Rav Shimon, who's the son of Rebbe, asked his father, Achirim, others? Mihem halolu. Who are these others? Shememeyam anushaisim, whose waters we're drinking, uchmoisam, they don't know maskirim. But for some reason, we're not allowed to mention their names in Beis Medrash. Amar loy, so Rebbe told him, these are bnei adam shebikshu lakur kfoidcho kfoid beis avicha. These are people that they wanted to uproot your covet and the covet of your tata. Amar loy, so his son told him, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Gam ahavasam, Gam sinasam, Gam kinasam kfar avda. In English, let bygones be bygones. Right? All the ahava and all the sinna and all the kin, it's all gone. It's water under the bridge. Why are you still worried about it? Amalei, so Rebbe told his son, you always have to be vigilant. Ha'oyev tamu, even when the enemy is not here anymore, but charovo yisla netzach, his weapon sometimes can stand forever. So the Gemara says, he told him, Abba Fart, so he came around and he says, you're right, I'm not going to say Acherim anymore, but rather he said, Mishum Rameir Omru. He wouldn't say Rameir Oymer. He wouldn't begin to say Rameir Oymer. Why? Because of what he had done to his father. So I always thought that this Gemara is a little bit of a shemetz, of a shaychis to this hergish that Chassam Sofer, maybe, is expressing in the Tamei Amen Hagim. And that is, you see this kanos that Rebbe had for his family. Rebbe lived with this motto, Tehillim Perek Tes, Ha'oyev Tamu Charova Yisla Netzach. The enemy might be gone, but Charova Yisla Netzach. You always have to be vigilant. And Rebbe had this gewaldige kanos. He stood up, he was Meicha Keneged, his family. You want to know who these people are? He said, Bnei Adam Shebikshu Laker Kvoidcho Kvoid Beis Avicha. The Chashmoinam, they took the Malchus, and they were Oiked the covet of the family of David HaMelech. That's what happened. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who in the end of Mesechtes Hayris has this hergish of Ha'oyev Tamu, Charova Yisla Netzach, maybe this is a little bit of a remez to this Dover Nifla that's brought down in the Tamei HaMinhagim in the name of the Chassam Sofer. But either way, this is not the Pasha Pshat. So what is the Pasha Pshat? What is the reason that we don't have a Masechta on Chanukah? So I looked around, and it seems that the most Pasha Pshat that people want to suggest is that it seems the laws of Chanukah were very, very fluent by people. It seems like the Olam knew Hilchas Chanukah. It sounds like the Pasha knew it. And because they knew it, so there was this sense that it wasn't so necessary to have to go ahead and have a whole Masechta for it. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi chronicled things that people didn't really know. But the story of Chanukah was fresh. It was relatively recent. And as a result, people knew what you were supposed to do. People knew the halachas. And it's for that reason it wasn't so necessary. Interestingly enough, I think this mahalach is merumis, literally bederech remes, in the Chassam Sofer. Now, this Chassam Sofer is in the Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas. This we have the source for. It's a Masechtes Gittin, Dafayin Chesam et Aleph. Talk about talked away. So this is a Masechtes Gittin. The Dibur HaMaskel of the Chassam Sofer is Kinsi Shtar Choyv Zeh. So this is really, really not Nogeya, the sugyas of Chanukah. But in the middle of a very long Chassam Sofer, in Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, the Chassam Sofer says a yesoid. He says that Yesh Loimar, it could be there's an idea, that the only time Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote things in Mishnayos were if these were things that people didn't really know. But anything that everyone knew, it was universally understood that this is what you have to do. Things like that, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote in Mishnayos. So listen to a few lines. Va'al tetama, says the Chassam Sofer, even though it sounds like a very big Chiddush, don't be so surprised. Shari b'shum makim b'mishnah. There isn't one place in Mishnayos where it says sheyoniach adam tefillin. Is there a Mishnah that says you have to wear tefillin? V'shebeger chadal kanfis chayovim b'tzitzis. Is there a Mishnah that says you have to wear tzitzis? No. Ela tefillu shal roish enim akiv shal yad. V'tcheles enim akiv lavan. Those are Mishnayos and Masechtes Menachos. So you have a Mishnah that says is the yad makiv the roish and vice versa. Is the tcheles makiv the lavan and vice versa. Oh, but says the Chassam Sofer and not just that. Ready? V'loy tnan. There's no Mishnah anywhere that says chayiv adam lahadlik ner Chanukah. Doesn't say that. It doesn't say Chayiv Adam Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Eli, you know what it says? Gates Sheyoytze, Rabbi Yehuda Aimi B'Ner Chanukah Potter. He's referring to a mission, then the Perek HaKoinis, where the mission discusses halacha, where someone extinguished the fire, his camel, he was a mazik, but it was Ner Chanukah, who's Chayiv and who's going to be Potter? Oh, but the Ner Chanukah Gufa, Heicha Huska B'Mishnah. Where does it say anywhere in the Mishnah you have to light Ner Chanukah? Eli, Regila Moya B'Kach, because everybody knew it. V'lai hiskir, therefore it didn't have to be mentioned. Hachanami, l'shoynes halalu. So to hear in this very complicated lamdish sugi that the Chassam Sofer is discussing, you get nine chesam and alf, the same thing is going to be true. But this is a metziah neira. This is a Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer seems to say mamish this var. Just like it doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos you have to wear tefillin, it doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos that you have to wear a beged shel dalet kanfos, so too it doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos that you have to light chanukah lech. V'ner chanukah gufa heicha huske b'mishnah, freit the Chassam Sofer. Vu shteit es ergetz an ha-mishnah? Ela regilim haye b'kach. V'lai hiskir, wasn't it didn't have to be mentioned because we were ragel. But either way, that would seem to be the poshut reason why the story of Chanukah is not mentioned. And oh, by the way, that is mefurish. That is mefurish in the Chassam Sofer. But there's another reason that's mentioned, something we touched upon not so long ago, but only touched upon it. Why the story of Chanukah is not mentioned in Mishnayos. And just to take a step back, there's a sefer that's called Shailus Retruvus Eidus B'Yehoisev. So the Eidus B'Yehoisev was written by an 18th century Sfarda Shagoyin. His name was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon. He lived in Morocco. He was a guy in Oilam, and he was asked Shailus from all over the world. Shailus Retruvus Eidus B'Yehoisev. In Chelik Beis Simen Tezvav, the Eidus B'Yehoisev was asked this question. Lama Leishano Lano Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'Shisha Sidrei Mishnah Dinei Ner Chanukah V'Dinei Chanukah. And just to be clear, we should have spoken this out right at the beginning. Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos. You have the Mishnah in Perek HaKoinis that we just mentioned. If someone's mazik, he lights a fire, ish, but the fire was Ner Chanukah, what's the halacha? It's a Mishnah Masechtes Bikurim. The Mishnah says the last time that you're able to bring Bikurim, the earliest time is Shavuos. The last time you're able to bring it is Chanukah. We just had a Mishnah not so long ago, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah. Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchim Yoytzim. There were 6 months that the Shluchim used to go out to notify all the Yidden and Golas when exactly Rosh Chodesh was, and one of them was Ala Kislev. And the reason they went on Kislev was Mipnei HaChanukah. So there are places in Mishnayos where Chanukah is mentioned. But Dinei Chanukah, Hilchas Chanukah, that's not something that's mentioned. So this Sfardish Goyin, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon, 250 or so years ago, was asked this question. He was asked, why is it that the story of Hanukkah is not mentioned? And the Shoyl suggested two reasons. The first reason, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon rejected. The second reason, he told him, I believe, is Tam Ke'iker. That's the real reason. And he says that the reason is based on something that the Gemara mentions in many places in Shas, and really it's worth taking a step backwards and re-exploring a little bit so we can appreciate it a little bit better. The Gemara throughout Shas talks about a scroll that was known as Megillas Tainus. So what was Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus was a scroll of that canonic dates. Dates were really, really good, special things that happened to the Jews. These were miracles, things that were cause for celebration. In fact, Megillas Tainus says that any date that's mentioned inside the scroll is supposed to be a miniature yontif. So much so, if somebody dies and there's a levaya, no hespedim on that day. On that day, you're not allowed to fast. That's not going to be okay either. And all these dates were mentioned in the Megillas Tainus. Now, Rashi in Mesechtes Erev and Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis, and it's also Rashi in Mesechtes Tainus Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, says that the Megillas Tainus was very, very unique in that it was written even before Torah Shebaal Peh was written. So we know that initially, when the Torah was given, we got the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, and then eventually the Nevi'im, they added to the point where we had Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. We had 24 Svar. But only Torah Shebaal Peh was allowed to be written. Torah Shebaal Peh was not allowed to be written. It's an Issedei Raisa. Dvorim Shebaal Peh, Iyat Torah Shoy Lekoisvam. Until Rabbi Yudan Ossi came, and he said, Eish Lassis Lashem Eferu Torah Secho. He realized that if the Torah Shebaal Peh is not going to be written, the Torah Shebaal Peh is going to be forgotten. And that's not okay. So he said, Al Zen Nemar, Eis Lassus Lashem Eferu Torah Secho, and he was matter to write the Torah Shebaal Peh. But before the Torah Shebaal Peh was written, there was one element that wasn't Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh that was allowed to be written, and that was the Megillas Tainus. Just to read Rashi's Loshen in Erevin Samech Beis Amid Beis. Lahachi Nakat Megillas Tainus Shalei Hoysa Dvar Halacha Ksuva B'Yemeyen Afilu Ois Achas Chutz Mi Megillas Tainus. It was the only thing that was allowed to be written. It was Megillas Tainus. So said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon. He says, if you go through Megillas Tainus, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see that most of Megillas Tainus, most of these miniature holidays that we have in Megillas Tainus, they were a result of the Hanukkah story. So the Hanukkah story happened, and then as a result of the fact that the Hanukkah story happened, we had all these different Yom Tovim. Just go through it. He said, I'll tell you better. Take a look at Perek Tes in Mesechtes Megillas Tainus, or in Hilchis Megillas Tainus. Perek Tes. So Perek Tes, it goes by order of the month. So Perek Tes is the ninth month, which is Chodesh Kislev. So Be'esrim B'chamshebei, Chanukas Yoimin Tamna Deloyle Mispa. There's an 8-day stretch, we are not allowed to fast. What are the 8 days that start on the 25th day of the ninth month of the year? That's what we know as Hanukkah. Just going to read a little bit. Shekishnichlesu yevanim lehechol, timu kol hashmanim shebehechol. Ukeshegover yad beis chashminoi v'nitzchon, batku v'lei matzo ele pach echad shayim murech b'chaysom eshe koin gadol, shloi nitmo. V'lei hoi bai lehadik el yamech. They only had enough to light one day. V'nasa boi neis, v'edliku shmoyne yomim. L'shan acheres, kavu shmoyne yomim toivim. The next year they ended up having 8 days. And then it goes on and on and on. Uma ro lehadik es haneiros, more about the chashminoim. I'm skipping a little bit. Mitzvahs ner Hanukkah, ner echad ishu beisoy. V'amahadrin, Ner lechol nefesh v'nefesh. V'amahadrin min amahadrin b'shama yoyimim yamushim madlik shmoyna b'kam ve'elach poysach poychis v'hoylach b'shama yoyimim yamushim madlik nechod. You're supposed to be ma'ilah b'kodesh mitzvah sadlakosa. When are you supposed to light it? M'shetishka achama at shetichla regal min ashok u'mitzvah lanichal pesach b'esoy. It's supposed to be the Pesach HaSomach L'Yerushalayim b'shasas akona m'nichal shulchan v'daya. Said Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon, look at Megillas Tainus. The whole Megillas Tainus is Kemat Chanukah. You have, number one, the Chanukah story. You have the Yontav of Chanukah that's mentioned. You have the Halachas of Iker, Ner, Ishu, Beisoy. You have Mahadrin. You have Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. You have Moisef V'Hoylech. You have Poichas V'Hoylech. Ashetich L'Regam and Ashok. Pesach HaSomach L'Beisoy. You have all these different Halachas. So the emes is, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon, you want to know why Yehuda HaNasi didn't write a Mesechtes Tainus?
He didn't have to. That was the only mesechta the Yidden had when he sat down to write the Mishnayos. That work had already been done. It poshut wasn't necessary. What was necessary was to be moisif. There was one piece of Torah Shel Ba'al Peh that had been written. Other than that, there wasn't even an oisachas, zok Rashi and Erev and Samach Beis. But we had tainus. And we had Chanukah. And because we had Chanukah, it wasn't necessary. And because it wasn't necessary, it's for that reason he didn't go ahead and write it. One of the classic Pirushim, Megillas Tainis, is a Pirush called Eshel Avram. It was written by a Goyin that lived in the 19th century. His name was Avram Elio Bornstein. Avram Elio Bornstein, he was the author of the Pirush Eshel Avram, which is a Pirush on Megillas Tainis. And his Hakdama to his Pirush Eshel Avram in Megillas Tainis, he also talks about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write. He also talks about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write any Mesechtes Tainis. And then he says that the reason is, he doesn't quote the Sefer Shailos HaTshuvos Eidos B'Yosef, but he's mechavim to what the Eidos B'Yosef says. It seems there was some Messiah on this. He says it's because he didn't have to write it, because Megillas Tainis has the halachas of Chanukah, and not only does it have the halachas of Chanukah, but so much of the other things that I mentioned in Megillas Tainis, they flowed, they came as a result of the story of Chanukah. Ad kidei kach, he has one punchline in the middle of the piece. He says, Alma, v'chulu, 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 ulozeh yesh l'kroisa. He says, if you would ask me, you can give Megillas Tainis another name. Yesh l'kroisa gam meseches Chanukah. So he said, there is a meseches Chanukah. You know what the Mesechtes Chanukah is? It's Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is Mesechtes Chanukah. And that's why, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon, and said Rabbi Avram Elio Bornstein, to Ga'inei Olam from Friya de Gedeiris, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi never felt he had to write a Mesechtes Tainis, because Mesechtes Chanukah is because really, we have a Mesechtes Chanukah. And what is the Mesechtes Chanukah? It's Megillas Tainis. So where are the halachas of Megillas Tainis mentioned? So not surprising, the primary source of Megillas Tainis is a Mesechtes Tainis, right? It's not shocking. It's called Megillas Tainis, although it's a little bit of a misnomer, because Megillas Tainis is a Megillah of days that you're not allowed to fast. Mesechtes Tainis talks about all the dinim of Tainis. Megillas Tainis are the days that you're not allowed to fast, but of course, Vehenei Nadvarim. So you have to know when you fast, when you don't fast. And really, Megillas Tainis, the source, even though it's mentioned in different places in Shas, but the Makar, the Shoresh HaDvarim, if you were going to sit down and learn the sugya of Megillas Tainis, you would start in Mesechtes Tainis. You know where you would start? You would start with the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, because that's where the Mishnah mentions Megillas Tainis, and then immediately you would go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom, exactly where we ended off today. And it goes and it continues until the end of the second parak of Mesechtes Tainis. In other words, the sugya of Megillas Tainis and Shas is Mesechtes Tainis Daf Yud Zayin and Mesechtes Tainis Daf Yud Ches, which coincides exactly to the minute with the first day of Mesechtes Chanukah. So we mentioned last week the epic Hashgacha of November 22nd, which is the one secular day that's mentioned by the Beis Yosef quoting the Avodah. And it's based on a Gemara of Shishim Yom Lachar at Kufa, which is one daf in Shas. It's Mesechtes Tainis Daf Yud. And it just so happened that Mesechtes Tainis Daf Yud, during this machzor with all the different hashkacha that's going on with the daf and then Yonah D'Yoyma, that one day fell out when? It fell out of Mesechtes Tainis Daf Yud. L'chayra, hashkacha brought this on a different level. I don't think this is any less incredible. And that is, it's the first day of Chanukah. And really, today, Dova B'Itay Matoiv would be to sit down and to learn Mesechtes Chanukah. And it's exactly what every person learning Daf Yomi is going to do. Because when you learn Daf Yomi, you're starting today on the first day of Chanukah into the second day of Chanukah. The sugi of Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, the Kadmoinim had a Mesoira, was Mesechtes Chanukah. It comes from the Sfardish world, Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon. It comes from the Ashkenazi world, Rabbi Avram Elio Bornstein. But the bottom line is there was a Messiah that Mesechtes Chanukah is a Mesechta that we do have. And it's none other than Megillas Tainis. So last week we had November 22nd, and literally 8 days later, we have a little Chanukah miracle where we have this incredible Hashgacha, where on the first day Chanukah, what are we going to do? We're sitting down and we're learning Mesechtes Chanukah.